So you've had a week or so to settle in. Right. First impressions of the place?
No, great, great club. Definitely get a good vibe from the coach and the players, and the atmosphere is very lively. Obviously, the recent results have a big factor with that, but I'm definitely pleased at the in signing here and being a part of this team.
When did you know Sheffield Wednesday wanted to bring you here? How long had this been going on prior to the announcement last Saturday?
You know, things happen quick in football, so probably less than a week. You know, I got the information that they were looking for a center half, and that the coach was very interested in me. And after that, I did my due diligence and, you know, asking around about the squad, the coach, the club. I'm sure as they've done for me as well, and it just fit well, meshed together, and I'm happy at the opportunity that I'm going to be given here.
Because the picture for the team now looks a lot brighter than perhaps it did before Christmas. So how perhaps key to you coming here was that upturn in form?
You know, I definitely, you know, told the coach that, you know, basically I'm looking for an opportunity to play. And obviously the form that they had prior to December is a lot different from now, and I'm just hoping that I can contribute to the good run of games and to get more victories and more points so we can move up the ladder in the league.
Because the last couple of years, for various different reasons, you haven't played much. So how important is it for you now in a World Cup year to be playing regularly?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, as a player, it's definitely important to get the games in. And with this year being a World Cup year, even more so for me, seeing as though I'm working my way back into the national team program after some injuries in the past, some years ago. So right now I feel fit, I feel great, you know, good atmosphere, good coaching, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to the future.
What have they said to you then as you try and get back with the U.S. national team then about what they want to see from you over the next 5 months mm-hmm. prior to Brazil?
Obviously, they just want to see me get games in, consistency with games, sorry about that. And, you know, that's what I aim to do. That's my main objective. That's why I came here, to work hard and to get into the lineup. And once I'm there, to remain in the lineup and to help this team do better in the league. And that's the overall objective.
You've had a very varied career, haven't you? I mean, playing in the likes of Milan, obviously. I think we first came to know you here with Newcastle and obviously internationally as well. You've had a very varied time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played in a number of countries, learned a few languages on the way, and you know, it's a blessing and also, you know, kind of stressful at the same time, hopping and moving, but you know, that's the nature of the sport, and I think every opportunity that I have, I'm thankful to God that I was given it, and you know, as well as this opportunity, and I'm going to work just as hard as I have in the past to give back the confidence that you guys gave in me to sign here and, you know, hopefully become a fan favorite and you know, as well as a coach and a teammate favorite as well. So, you know, I'm just happy and excited about the months ahead.
Was it always the plan to kind of have that nomadic lifestyle around the various different leagues? Was that something you targeted?
No, I don't think any player likes to move around too much. But, you know, for different reasons, you know, you have to go where the opportunities are. You know, I've played in some huge clubs, and I don't think I would have looked back and changed my decision. You know, playing in Milan, having played in Newcastle last season at Malaga, we had a very good team as well. Playing in Sporting, we made it to the semifinals Europa League. Standard Liège winning the Belgium title a couple times. And, you know, I think throughout my career, I've played in teams that are willing and have the mentality of competing, and I see that in training, and I see that in the coach's eyes, and I'm hopefully going to, you know, exude that when I play with the team as well.
It almost seems as though it slowed a little bit at Queen's Park Rangers. So how much is it about getting things back on track here?
Right, you know, definitely my objective when I signed at Queen's Park was mirrored to my objective here, but, you know, to be fair to the two center halves playing there, you know, they haven't been losing, you know, they've been playing well, so it's kind of hard to remove them when there's no reason to. As a player, you have to, you know, accept the situation and try and, you know, make a better one for yourself. And that's why, you know, I had to shake things up and look for greener pastures.
So here you are at Sheffield Wednesday then. How aware were you perhaps to coming here of the history of the club, the size of the club, mm-hmm. the size of the fan base, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, playing in England before, you know, I was definitely aware of the two Sheffield teams, Wednesday and United. Knowing that Sheffield Wednesday historically have been a very massive club in England, in the English history. In recent years, obviously, the team hasn't performed so well, but I know that they have ambitions to rebuild the team and to get back to where they think they should be in the Premiership. And, you know, it takes time and it takes step by step. And I think the coach right now is doing the necessary steps to build a team to get there.
So what are your impressions of the team you're walking into then? Because obviously the team are in good form at the moment in mm-hmm. time. What then constitutes success in the second half of the season, do you think?
You know, success for anybody is, you know, getting the wins, getting 3 points, you know, doing your job at home and getting the away points as well. I think right now if we continue the run and the victories that we have, you know, with the confidence that the team has been going with, I think we can, you know, slowly but surely move up in the table and, you know, hopefully by, you know, the end of April be in contention for playoffs or if not, you know, direct promotion. You never know.
So the first challenge for you with Sheffield Wednesday will be Burnley then. How do you stop them? They're flying right now.
They're flying, but you know they're not superhuman. They're 11 men on the field just like us, and I think that you should respect your opponent without fearing them, as well as I think they'll make a big mistake if they don't respect us, because you know we have players that can make a difference in the game. We have players that can score goals, and you know just like them, we're 11 players on the field hungry for 3 points.
Just finally, it's a huge 6 months for you, obviously, with what's going on here and then the World Cup in the summer. Can you afford to even think beyond that and into next season, and if Sheffield Wednesday would be an option for you?
You know, for me, I don't try and think too far ahead, because as my career has shown, you never know what lies ahead. So I want to take things one step at a time, you know, finish the season out well with Sheffield Wednesday, and then you know, from there, take it as it comes.